This is Tom Sherrin, and you're listening to the Red Hot broadcast by Red Hot Mama on RedHotMama.com.
This is Tom Browning.
This is Pat Lackey.
This is Raquel Aurelia.
My name is Kurt Evans.
This is Rich Aurelia.
Hi, hello, and welcome, everybody. This is George Grant of the Cincinnati Reds, and welcome. You're listening to the Red Hot broadcast on RedHotMama.com.
Welcome, baseball fans. You're listening to the Red Hot broadcast on RedHotMama.com. It's a beautiful Saturday morning on this September 15th of 2007. Joining us on the program is the newest star of the Reds rotation, the stats leader for the Louisville Bats, and now a most welcome addition for the Cincinnati Reds, Tom Sherrin. Welcome to the program, Tom.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
We really appreciate you having you on the program. We have really enjoyed the fact that you've come up with the team, followed your career in Louisville, and thought it was a crime that you didn't come up earlier than you did.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I mean, it's a long road to get here.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Well, I am 30.
Congratulations on your win last night. It looked great. That had to be great after the last time you faced Milwaukee.
Yeah, it was nice. I mean, especially the hitters that I got to go one time through the lineup last time I faced them out of the bullpen. So it was kind of nice to go in there and not have really any nerves and just go out there and pitch.
Yeah, you were kind of called on at the last minute there to take over for Phil DeMontre last time. And were you really prepared for that? Were you expecting to have to come into that game?
They told me to be prepared just in case if something happens early. But, I mean, you never are prepared five batters into the game that you'd be in the game. So, I mean, I wasn't really that prepared. I just came out there and threw a couple pitches. I was like, this is as good as it's getting, and then go in there.
Yeah. Well, good. You know, the Reds need people to be flexible like that. Doesn't always work out, but, you know, someone's got to step up at some point. So surely the Reds have space in their rotation next season. I mean, there's a few spots that are taken up, but yeah, certainly not everything. And if nothing else, there's always the bullpen. How are you in relief?
Not bad. This is the first year I've actually started the whole year that I didn't go relieving at all. So, I mean, but I have bounced around back and forth.
There's got to be a place for you going into next season, you'd think. Of course, like I said, I thought you would have been up earlier than you were anyway. So, but you did finally break the bigs. Like you said, you're 30 now, but you came in just a few days before your 30th birthday. After 12 years in the minors, how close were you to giving it all up?
I was very close, but I mean, my wife and my family stayed behind me, and I mean, I just kept plugging away every day, it seems like, and just trying to do the best I can.
What would you have been doing if you had given it all up?
I have no idea. That's why I kept playing. I really had no idea what I'd be doing. So that's another reason I kept playing.
So was your family then, your family was supportive, they weren't in the get a job, you bum kind of a category there?
No, they just kept on saying, well, if you quit, then what are you going to do? And that was the question, and I really didn't know what I would be doing. So I just kept plugging along.
Well, I've talked to your wife, and she seems like a lovely woman. And I know that you guys have a kid or two.
Yes, we have one kid, 18 months.
18 months. That's got to be that has to make it all the tougher, though, doesn't it?
It is. It's tough being away from the family. But, I mean, hopefully I can support them. And
well, they've got to be. Yeah, it's a nice raise when you finally do break in.
Yes, that was. That was nice.
nice jump up from living in the groundkeeper's trailer out at Slugger Field. Now, how did that come about?
Just, I went to, the guy had a camper out there, so I just went out there one day and after the game and asked him about living in it, and he said yeah, and I got out of my apartment. All my roommates seemed to be getting released or going up, so I just went ahead and lived by myself and stayed in the camper, and it was very nice.
Okay, so it was a camper. See, the way it sounds like in the media, it sort of sounds like you're just like sleeping in there with the chalk line drawing thing and the rakes and...
Oh no, it was a pop-up camper.
It's still pretty meager though.
Yeah,
but it makes an excellent story now. that's something that the kind of thing that the national media latches onto, and and if anything, you know, the Reds certainly can use all of the media attention they can get. So that's, but you know, positive media attention. On the flip side, we've got the whole Jorgensen suspension.
Yeah, that was very disturbing to hear about that.
Well, you know, for other teams, you know, and recently there's some, you know, there's the Orioles, the Blue Jays, and then like the Cardinals with their the suspicion around Rick Ankiel, they all went on these huge losing streaks. It's like it kind of shook the foundation, made everyone shook them up, I guess. Do you feel that? I mean, does that have an impact on you as a player to know that someone that you know your battery mate there was doing something he shouldn't have?
It does, but I don't think he. I think it was all in the past, like everybody else did. I don't think he did it recently, but I don't know for sure. But I guess whatever you can do.
So do you have anything? You're doing great. You're not on any kind of losing streak here. You've shaken it off. Anything special you do to get that out of your mind, or do you have so much other stuff on your mind anyway?
Yeah, I have so much other stuff. I try not to think too much about stuff, or else I get myself in trouble.
So you're doing, like I said, you're doing great. 3-0 to start your career. Did you think this is where you would be?
I did not think that this is where I'd be. I was hoping to come up here and at least compete, but I didn't think that I would start off 3-0 and get, it seems like, 15 runs a game every time I step on the mound, but that's getting nice, too.
Yeah, you're getting some fantastic run support. How is the rest of the team? You feel like you're getting a lot of support from everyone in the clubhouse, too?
Oh, yeah. Everybody's real nice. I couldn't ask for, honestly, a better team to get caught up with the organization and everything like that. Everybody seems to be nice and just amazing. Very helpful, too.
That's awesome. What kind of goals do you have going forward?
I'm hoping just to pitch well the rest of this year and hopefully put myself in a good spot next year for the rotation or out of the long man out of the bullpen, but I'm hoping one or the other comes true.
Well, that's great. Best of luck to you. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the fans of the Reds that are out there listening?
Just keep supporting me. Keep supporting the Reds, and next year, if we can't pull it out this year, next year we should have a great team to go and hopefully battle for the playoff spot.
That's wonderful. And I'm sure that we will keep supporting you. We've been supporting you here on Red Hot Mama all along. And I know that you've got some other supporters out there, too, and you're just getting more of them with these performances that you're turning in this year.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, thank you for being on the program. We really appreciate having you.
All right. Thank you.
Show your love for the show by leaving a comment at iTunes or voting for us at Podcast Alley. Or leave your own rant about the dysfunctional Reds and the Red Hot Diaries at our website at red-hot-mama.com. And you can always drop us a line at rhm@red-hot-mama.com.